96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, October 23rd, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day, as we will continue a conversation with Aaron Green about this by-election, right? Earlier, we were arguing about semantics. Earlier, we were arguing about what-ifs. And I said, Aaron, why entertain what-if and not entertain the reality of what is happening now? What is happening now is we have a bishop whose sole purpose in life is to save souls, saying that I can put the save souling soul on the saving side, the soul saving it.
Yeah.
The soul saving on the side and worry about politics. And the Christian people aren't concerned that we have a proliferation of persons who are charged by God to save souls, to bring them closer to Him. Especially how this world soon end. But to put that on pause, the back burner, in order to enter politics. I am concerned about Christian people. Because clearly, they don't give a damn about God no more. That's one. And you raise the semantics about whether the chief passport officer should be a candidate. And I said, I have no issue about it. But I appreciate the protocols and the steps that should have been done beforehand.
My mummy maiden name is Mitchell, so let me step in to the space, Prime Minister. I think this more than semantics. Beyond the point, I put the point on the table again, justice must not just be done, it must be seen to be done, yeah. Right? You can't just tell me you're doing it the right way, show that you're doing it the right way, and exposing yourself in that way, being transparent, is a part of doing it the right way. My question really speaks to general orders, mm-hmm. and the particulars of general orders when mm-hmm. it comes to participation in frontline politics and expression of political affiliation for public servants.
Okay.
Right? That's a part of it. I have a secondary concern, right? And my secondary concern is that politics continues to be privileged and prioritized over and beyond good governance, right? I am deeply concerned that removing the chief passport officer mm-hmm. from that his function within the civil public service mm-hmm. can create a gap that is detrimental to the functioning of the passport office.
Yes.
Now, people say, but look, we've got qualified staff. Passport office been running for decades. Mm-hmm. They know what they're doing. But I am hearing, and we heard recently last week on the show, someone call in, not to complain, but to share with the public, and hopefully it could get to those in charge at the passport office, that there seems to be a major breach in the functioning of the office, which is the office is not open, services are not accessible during the time allotted by the government. Mm. The passport office is supposed to be open until what, 4:30, 4 o'clock, and people are routinely saying that they get there at 2 in the afternoon, 2:35, 3 o'clock, and there's no service
available. They need to write a complaint letter.
To whom? The chief passport officer gone now. There's a
then
big
the deputy
gap.
Chief passport officer.
There's a big gap
then the
there.
Assistant deputy chief. They have a whole contingent of people to write.
Which I don't understand, because you got a whole contingent of people to see to the affairs of the passport office and the auxiliary services. But we have constant complaints that the space is not functioning properly.
Well, I accept that.
Yeah, okay.
And I accept that. What you're saying is warranted. I believe that both opposition political parties should raise that point in terms of the functionality of the passport office.
And the agencies from which
it's warranted.
People are removed because of their participation yes. in politics.
In order for there to be decency, in order so it doesn't happen again.
Right.
And even if we accepted that it is happening now, in order for it not to happen again.
And if they want me and the wider public to accept that some things are just semantics, then they have to do the work, and they have to do it to the letter of the law. We still haven't had a gazetting? Have we had a gazetting of the declarations and public disclosure list
I believe
yet?
In the Bahamian people. They ran with by election, but yet we not
the
accepting.
The most basic functions of governance of and functions of the West guarded
yes.
and ignored. And that's why we have to take everything that seems like semantics and open it up and interrogate it.
Like I said, I accept that.
Yeah, man. Cool.
But let's we have a caller?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 minute with caller. I'm coming to you right now, so hold on, caller. Let's argument about Mr. Sheen Gibson, the Honorable Sheen Gibson, and his challenge of the challenging the leadership of the Progressive Liberal Party, blatantly. Mm-hmm. He, I mean, initiating the war room or the party machinery without consulting the Prime Minister.
Pause.
Go ahead.
How you know he didn't consult the Prime Minister?
Because the
I can tell you semantics. You know he get to consult the Prime Minister for everything.
You think so? If he'd consult the Prime Minister and the Prime Minister wanted him to be the Member of Parliament for Grand Bahama, not Member of Parliament, the standard bearer for the PLP for Grand Bahama, it was going to happen. So clearly he didn't consult. But let's go to the caller.
Okay.
Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
When?
Go ahead, caller.
All right. You can hear me, right?
I can hear you, sir.
All right. Yeah. My take on this Sheen Gibson situation, right? I could almost guarantee you this, right? If Sheen Gibson, number one, Sheen Gibson cannot leave the PLP. And survive in this country politically. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I hear persons saying that Sheen can run independent. If Sheen run independent in this country, he'd be finished as a politician in this country. Because the FNM do not want him, they're the ones who prosecuted him. And he don't have that groundswell in the country for people to follow him. So he have no other choice but to stay with the PLP and probably try and work his way back into the public eye.
Now, I noticed that a number of the candidates for that seat were using music. They were singing their campaign. I see Lincoln Bain is singing. You don't think Sheen Gibson could sing his way to a seat as an independent?
Listen to me, Aaron. If Sheen Gibson leaves the PLP, he's finishing this country. Like all the other persons who left the PLP and had to end up crawling back.
Yes, sir.
All of them.
Thank you.
He have no groundswell, and the PLP is they will vote PLP regardless of who. And watch the coming weeks, all those poisons, just about all those poisons who were behind Sheen, they can be rallying behind the same poison.
Thanks
they already started.
Thank
some
you.
Of them already apologized. I heard it circulating around WhatsApp and stuff like that.
Okay.
So Sheen Gibson, don't mind all that noise in the market. We know how this politics go. All right? Sheen Gibson will be in the wilderness forever. And if he go against the PLP, he will be in the wilderness forever. He can't leave the PLP. Don't mind that. You don't have the groundswell.
I got you.
I'm surprised that, I mean, in the country, it's politics, right? One day you could condemn somebody, the next day you brush them up, and now you're saying that this person is the savior. I don't understand that.
I understand.
Short memories. Short and fickle memories. Thank you, caller.
We must have an institution. Either you're PLP or you're not.
And that sounds and like when, gang talk to
yeah,
me, man.
It's a cult, it's a religious talk. This is no gang talk. This is religious
that's,
talk.
That's gang talk, too.
And the idea is when the put the metal to the ground or the rubber to the ground, if you are a PLP member and the machinery has started and the election has started, you need to come home and start politicking.
I got you.
Or you'll be outside doing nothing.
I got you. Let's go to this caller before I'm forced to respond to that, sir. Good morning, caller.
Thank you to respond to that. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Thank God for life. Poppy, how are you doing, Mr. Neary?
Blessings to you.
Mr. Neary?
Hey.
Mr. Neary, I can't hear you, boy.
Go ahead, I can hear you, though.
Hey, I believe this thing is really bigger than Sheen Gibson or one man. Like, I don't know if that was you saying it earlier. The problem is, see? Maybe you might not. I mean, it doesn't matter if you agree with me or not. It's just my opinion is that this PLP is a different kind of PLP from any other PLP, Christie or Lynn, Pinlin, PLP. If you talk with some of the people, from what I understand and from them, they feel like the party is hijacked by Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell. So this ain't a normal thing like what they saying that the caller. And even the candidate for the PLP is saying that these same people are going to be right back together and vote the PLP in. Different from whatever problems Obi had with Fred Mitchell or this is a good opportunity for the people to kick or throw a blow on behalf of freedom or democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the PLP have to understand that they can't buy people out. They need to learn to listen to the people. It seems like Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell, like I say, hijacked the party, and the people them want their party back. Either the people them, they normally stay home and don't vote. But if I could encourage them or suggest to them, I'd say vote. Some people say spoil the ballot and send a message.
Mm-hmm.
I say vote for the Free National Movement or vote for the COI. I wish Shane Gibson would have run independent instead of the PLP. They have a convention come back. They're scared of Shane Gibson. They know that's bigger than just the seat over there. We know they have had a problem with Obie Wiscom, Fred, and the leader. They know this, the problem is what the PLP is up. It's the way this country is being led, the leadership of the PLP. This ain't but no West End and Bimini. This is about Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell, the foolishness they doing. You see what was reported in the papers that Shane Gibson asked if they could have a secret ballot or something like that?
Per the constitution of the
people
party.
People can't know the jobs they get and the different things. Prime Minister Davis and Fred Mitchell victimize them and take that away from them. It's the worst PLP ever. You would have taught all the years, you know a man like Fred Mitchell. I mean, and although you mightn't agree with everything about him, but being smart and intelligent and reach 70 years old. A man like Brave Davis, a kind man, everywhere you go, you could hear people talking about the generosity of him and stuff like that. To be the way they is today, to try to stifle democracy or freedom or people to be able to speak their mind. You can't even say what you want to say to them. They victimize you. They ain't carrying on like no servant. They carrying on like God. Brave Davis and Fred Mitchell turn out to be a big disgrace. My Turks Island people, or how do you say it, belongers, descendants from Turks Island, mm-hmm. over there in Sea Grapes, West End, Bimini, West End, Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. and Bimini and stuff like that. You all ain't dumb.
Thank
make
you.
Decision.
Thank
you
very much,
Colonel. You all got to send a blow on behalf of all us who can be voting in this by-election. You know how happy some of us would have been to be able to vote in the by-election. We wouldn't want our MP to die or one OB to dead. But we won't get rid of this government like now. You're talking about PLP, so vote for Brave to be Prime Minister. We are disappointed.
Thank
Brave
you.
Turned out to be a big disgrace. Now, I'm too bad, too sad who disagree with me. That's just my opinion. I don't expect for you to everybody to agree with me. Keep up the good work, Ms. Green.
Thank you, Papa. And Mr. Newry.
Mind you, definitely the Progressive Liberal Party has issues within their party. Same as the FNM has issues within their party.
Ooh.
The administration before this Davis Cooper administration had issues. They had a runaway cabinet where ministers doing everything and anything, no accountability.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They had two referendums on this administration, Perry Christie led government, and they both blame Perry Christie's ineptitude, his inability to control his cabinet, his allowing his cabinet to do any kind of thing, came up with a suggestion that some things was done untoward. And this administration said, man, we ain't going through that no more. We got to control our narrative as best as we can. We can have some checks and balances. We can put in some rules. And the issue is whether the old PLP era is able to change to have accountability, or they say, man, we won't go back to the old place where there's no accountability at all, and then he buck goes. And this is the argument now.
Mr. Newry, if there wasn't 17 callers on the line, I was going to jump in and respond.
And
you know,
this is what is going to be debated at convention, whether they want to go back to the old PLP, or where they're going to have checks and balances that you have to go to classes, you have to do accountability, who
classes
in charge.
The classes don't work.
Well, we understand that. But the idea, they're on a journey. Be on the journey.
To
transition. But there's an old guy who said, man, this ain't working for us.
Do you remember when you said the Davis Cooper administration just now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that too. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry.
Good morning, Mr. Newry and Aaron Green.
Good morning.
Listen, Mr. Newry.
Hey.
Right? Especially political parties. Aren't there one leader and one chairman?
Boy, these people challenging the leader and the chairman.
Well, they can challenge who they want to challenge. But I know the majority of the people in the PLP, right, they support the leader and the chairman. Let me explain to you why.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, yes, Mr. Gibson asked for secret ballot. But why have a secret ballot when we have an open floor with all the starboard councillors right there,
mm-hmm.
okay? And our constitution has just recently been amended, all right? Listen, this is not about Shane Gibson's legacy. Shane is a PLP, and if he showed that he's a real PLP, he won't challenge what the decision is made, what's been made by the council members and the committee. Okay, let me tell you something you guys don't know. five of those persons who are vying for the same position for Western and Bimini seat, they agreed with the committee on the person that was chosen, and they openly said they will support the gentleman and they will walk with the gentleman. I think Sheen, as an astute, experienced politician, needs to jump on board, because guess what? This is not Mr. Christie's error. This is Mr. Davis's error. And normally the leader of a party chooses the chairman that he wants to be by his side. It's a reason for that. The leader always have confidence in their chairman, okay? And all talk what Papa talking about. He was invited into the PLP and accepted into the PLP. Not because things didn't go your way and the way you wanted to go, meaning that now you're trying all your best to get Mr. Davis out. It's not going to happen. And I can guarantee you guys this, all right, from my experience and what I can tell even before the groundswell, the PLP will retain that seat of West End and Bimini. Let me tell you why. Mr. Bain went down during, while Obi hasn't yet even been buried, all right, campaigning. He's still on the ground campaigning. But what Mr. Bain have to realize, the PLP machinery hasn't even touched the ground as yet. Okay?
I got you.
So you can imagine when the machinery touches the ground?
Yes, sir. Thank
you. And the guy from the FNM, I think he made a big political mistake when he said what he said in his speech the other day.
You mean about not having handouts for people?
I'm going to tell you this, Aaron Green.
Have some.
His own people are not going to vote for him. Trust me on that.
Okay.
You don't think you guys have a nice day.
You don't think he's strong enough to shift that element of the political culture?
All right, let me give you some synopsis that you don't know.
No, don't.
No, nothing personal.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
Okay? His own son is campaigning with the PLP.
Okay, that's all you have to say. Thank you. Okay.
Have a nice day.
Let's go to the next caller, Aaron. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, listen, Obi may be a strong PLP. I think personally he saw a need for radical change within the party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I remember he was challenging the leadership of the party. So even though he was not successful, he saw a need for internal reform.
Mm-hmm.
Circumstances now leave the Bahamians and give the Bahamians an opportunity to send a message to the two political parties, the two giants. Bahamian needs to send a strong message and show them where the power really, really lies.
Mm-hmm.
And give their vote to somebody else. One seating will make no difference. So even if the PLP win, same thing. Even if the FNM win, same thing. But the Bahamian right now, through the death of Obi Winscup, can send a strong message to the politicians and give that seat to somebody different to show them what could possibly happen in 2026 if they don't pull their socks up. Yeah, it's too high.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. We going to break?
No. I just wasn't certain what he said at the very... I wasn't certain what you said at
gas.
The very...
Gas. He said gas.
Okay, sorry, caller. I wasn't certain, but thank you very much for your contribution. It was sound. I appreciate it very much.
Let me ask you a question, right? You have been known to spoil the ballot.
Yes.
Right? Or the protest.
Yes.
Right? Can you vote for a candidate who you have nothing aligned with them? Everything they say, what they spew out, you say, I completely against... But you're saying that in order to challenge the status quo, can you yield and say, I'll support that person who you have nothing aligned with?
It depends on the scope of their platform. I'll be honest with you.
We know who we're talking about.
But listen,
right?
See, they could be an anti-gay candidate once they're not also lobbying for like the death penalty for homosexuality. I could accept that you are like anti-gay. Once you ain't going as far as lobbying for the death penalty for gay people, I could understand making that political move to try and send a message. I get that. I get that. But there are some extremes. There are some extremes that have to be taken into account.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Producer Pastor caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? I'll be going to the next story with that caller. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller going once. Caller going twice. Okay, so it is. So this is what I wanted to discuss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Persons people are inquiring. Now, let me change that whole thing.
Out there, how important to the PLP is West Grand Bahama and Bimini, the seat? How important to the PLP is this seat? Because Grand Bahama is supposed to be FNM town, right?
Not necessarily so, no. In the past eight elections, right, cycles,
yeah,
the FNM has won West End twice. So okay, the other six has been PLP. So we could confirm that West End, West Grand Bahama, is a PLP stronghold.
Okay. If the PLP don't secure the seat, right? Say the FNM secures it. What does that say for PLPs in Grand Bahama come 2026?
We have had several times when the sitting government has lost a particular seat for a by-election, yeah, right? It doesn't say anything. By-election is a different creature. It doesn't happen often. People,
right.
And it is nuances to West End also, or West Grand Bahama, mm-hmm, right? And where, how those people feel.
Absolutely.
So there are a number of persons say, oh, we'll show you. But the showing is conclusion. The reflection is upon the voters. So if you are prepared to say, well, I won't have an FNM candidate because I want to show the PLP that we in charge, then so be it. And then now you will be with an FNM candidate represent you. And then when the election comes, you have to decide again whether you're going to support FNM or you're going home. It doesn't change. It doesn't change the narrative.
But does adding the seat to the FNM portfolio...
It does benefit them.
Right. Does it build their capacity? Does it make them look stronger for 2026?
Yes.
But does it give them more capacity to do things for Bahamians on the ground?
No. As a FNM MP, Member of Parliament, won't be able to enhance West Grand Bahama at all, only through initiatives or constituency initiatives, not in terms of investment, because the investment comes from either the Ministry of Grand Bahama proper or from the Ministry of Investment in general.
So I see we got a caller there, because if I was in that seat, everybody, we vote in PLP with the caveat.
Mm-hmm.
With the caveat that if you don't use your power and your cabinet to fix us up, don't come back here 2026.
This is a time when Grand Bahamians, West Grand Bahamians, need to negotiate with the Prime Minister himself, Minister of Finance, saying that we are prepared to support you. However, we need, like you said, caveat, we need to hear about some plans, announcements of what you plan to do for West Grand Bahama.
We need to see it actually happen.
Yes, or start it. Or even announcement in the timeline, even that. Let's go to the caller there. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
I see you, and Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, quite interesting this conversation this morning, as usual. First and foremost, let's all get to it. Persons have the right to select and choose who they want to vote for and also speak to what they want to speak to. The bottom line here is I would actually tip my hat off to Shane Gibson. If Shane Gibson was to actually take on the mantle and run independent and actually win that seat. You know why? A lot of Bahamians today are tired of the PLP, more of the PLP than the FNM. To be honest with you, I'm Papa. Let me tell you something. I hear the PLP pundits coming after you because of what you're saying, but they have to understand that you came from the ranks of the PLP, just as I have. We understand what the PLP's principles and what the PLP originally stood for. But today, the standards are not the same as we observe from our founding fathers and the founding mothers. This is why you could speak with the authority that you can, and despite the fact that these pundits will want you to shut up and be quiet because you're speaking truth to power, you don't let them stop you, my brother. Yep. Because let me tell you something, a lot of people are sick and tired of politics as usual in this country. And the Shane Gibson, listen, you say you got the power, you got the forces behind you. Prove it, show it, run independent, saying that the party that you have supported all this time apparently do not appreciate you. Run independent. And I can tell you that one seat in Parliament, that is the start of a revolution in this country where people really will begin to start looking away from the two major giant parties and actually look at an alternative.
Jeff, let's say he run independent loses. What should the PLP do after that?
Well, after that, guess what?
You're a politician now. what
I know what's going to happen to it.
Okay, so if that risk is good enough, just he could need to do whatever he need to do.
Well, I know what potentially can happen to him and what could possibly happen, because we've seen how vindictive that they can be. But guess what? He has served his time. He has served the country. There's other things that he can do. But for this time, seeing that he says that the constituents down there are actually calling for him, put your name in the hat and go for it. What does he have to lose? What does he have to lose? He doesn't have to lose anything.
His entire party.
Okay. So let him run for it. And I'll close on this last point, CA. Until we as Bahamians stop running behind these political parties, let me tell you something. I want to see a group of Bahamians that truly care about this country wipe the tear from every eye. Should not just be a slogan. Wipe the tear from every PFNM, DNA, COI, or whoever. Because guess what? The monies that they're using happens to be the taxpayers' money. It's our money. So if you're going to use our coffers against us by giving us the true representation and the true prosperity that we truly deserve in this country, then the PLP is a failure. No better, no worse. Thanks for taking my call.
That was a pleasure. Go ahead, Aaron.
I was just thinking of the people in my cal and wondering how they must feel seeing this negotiation within the party. See, because for me, I wonder if Mr. Gibson, and I was reminded by a text that he does not carry the honorable title. He did not serve two consecutive five-year terms. I wonder if you thought that's...
consecutive? I thought just two terms.
I wonder if they thought that's why I was calling him honorable.
No, once you serve as a minister, one, that's one honorable. And then if you serve as in two terms, is honorable there. So he served as a minister, which make him honorable. And then he served maybe... Surely he served two terms, eh?
I'm not sure.
But definitely was Minister of NIB, Minister of Immigration, Minister of Housing. So either there was a shuffle or they had two different terms.
Multiple shuffles. Yeah.
Okay. So, but you mentioned Michael.
Yeah.
And should we embrace Shane Gibson back and say, okay, you made a mistake. You abandoned us. You didn't. You said we are second choice, but we can still be our MP. More people in my car need to give opinion on that. How would they feel?
Well, listen, and let's go to the caller and then let's interrogate that afterwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot for the people of my Cal to learn, I think, to observe from this instance. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry.
Good morning, C.A. Good morning, Aaron. How are you guys doing?
Good, well. Thank you.
Good stuff. So I just wanted to state a little comment regarding the upcoming, by-election. You know, I agree with the previous caller was stating, that, and you said it too, C.A., if the FNM was to win that seat in the by-election, they can't really affect no change because they're not in government. And unless they're going to only utilize their constituency allowance to try to do some change, that's about the minimum they can, the most that they can do. The only thing I can see that would come out of that by-election would be showing, if the PLP were to lose it, showing the apathy that people may have for the present government at the time. But as we have had a previous conversation, I still believe that we need to change our constitution so that we can allow the governor general, instead of having a by-election in the untimely event of death of a sitting minister, letting the governor of the party by which that minister belonged to appoint somebody to fulfill his term,
mm-hmm.
and then we would have no need for all this hoopla and hullabaloo that we got going through, all the taxpayers' money. That's my thought.
No, I always like that. I could be willing to entertain that conversation.
It's an interesting consideration, but you don't think that the constituents of that seat have the right to vote for someone of their choice?
Essentially why I said that, Aaron,
yeah.
because of the fact that we all know that the majority of the times, people are elected based on their party platform, not necessarily
True.
The individual themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in the country are going to vote for the party based on the leader and the leadership, or based on what they feel from the sitting government that's in power. And so based on that, that seat went to the PLP. That seat didn't necessarily go to Obi. God bless his soul. May he rest in peace. That seat went to the PLP. And as such, I believe that under this scenario on death and death only, that they should then allow the Governor General to appoint somebody based on the leader's recommendation.
I mean, I appreciate that, particularly the point about the reason why the vacancy, right? Because
right.
It was death. But
Only in death.
And I acknowledge that as well. It's a sound point. I put to you, though, that a party is a construct and a citizen is a real thing. And that the citizens...
Indeed, I agree.
Yeah, the citizens...
But I mean, I see a picture around now on social media talking about the election, and they have the picture of PLP poster. They have a picture of Brave and Obi.
Yep.
They don't even have the picture of the candidate.
No.
So what's that saying?
That's saying that there's something wrong in politics?
Exactly. That kind of moves to the point that supports the argument that I'm making, because we're going to spend all this money, all this hoopla, over this particular situation, and the only thing that's going to come, two things are going to come out of it. One, it'll continue a PLP seat, or two, an F&M comes in and the F&M wins the election, and maybe it gives them the belief that this can propel them to win the general election in 26.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't effect any meaningful change in that constituency. Only the government of the day is able to do that. They can stand up in Parliament and bang their hands on the table and say what all they want to say. Mr. Pintail has made some valid points in Parliament this last session regards to questioning certain things that have been going on in the government, and ain't nothing changed.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you very much for your contribution. Absolutely.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you very much for the call.
Mr. Nuri, I'm remiss. I need to go right away to the Middle East. I have to marry a billionaire and bring him back here so we could go build up one community without the assistance of government. Their ladies, their Bahamian women and Bahamian men, I don't know how... inheritance laws and things work in the Middle East. But dear Bahamian women, it is now our national duty, all the single ones, to go out and find a billionaire husband to come back to the Bahamas and build up a community without government aid needed.
Before we go to the text, to the phone line, and see the phone line is just bright.
And we haven't forgotten your
text. And we got to read the text. One text says, that this is the idea that a governor general appoints a replacement candidate is a horrible idea, but this is democracy, and the suggestion is just ridiculous in general. And plus, that if that's something to even entertain, the governor general should be elected instead of someone a sycophant or
producer. This music's sweet, you know, but because what it is that I am the citizen. My right to vote supersedes any party consideration. And I think it's an example of how the political culture has shifted, and we've now normalized prioritizing the ease of politics over governance. But it was a great contribution by the caller.
Yes. We're going to come back to the caller who's waiting now. We're going to read the text also. This is Guardian Radio in AM. Let's just do this quickly and come back after we pay some bills. We'll be right back.
PRX very shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
It's the battle of the block. Decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canoe app,
Vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And of course, Aaron Green is with me. I'm going to read this text and then go straight to the caller there. Everyone is entitled to their own opinions, but the view that the Governor General should select the representative if an MP dies is hogwash. Complete hogwash. Tell the caller to leave the class and come back again. It seems that a number of persons just don't like that concept, that idea, okay. But a Governor General appointing, selecting a replacement of a person dying.
What the caller did was he played out the evolution of political culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way that things are working now, the most expedient thing to do would the Governor General appoint the boy. In his critique, what we should see is the degradation, right? The breaking apart of Westminster systems, right? Because what you're saying is, look, we all know it's a farce anyway that the PM gives the Governor General the name for the Governor General to announce as the Governor General's selection, right? And so we see that. Within that, you see the critique, which is if y'all are going to keep playing politics this way, well, then cheapest you just let the Governor General, because we are going down this road where we continually prioritize politics over governance and adherence to the principles of the Westminster system.
Let's go to this next call again. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
To both of you, Sheila and Johnson. I have a question. I want to make a comment. I first have a question. Do you believe that a government that represents all of the people at the end of election should selectively choose who to develop because those particular constituents didn't choose their candidate?
No. Were they given an opportunity to choose their candidate?
Yeah, no. I talk about like 20. So what is being said is that if the FNM wins the seat, that West Grand Bahama would not get the attention of the governing party. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that argument, right? But it doesn't make sense, and this is why we have this lack of development in this tribal politics we do. But if you were to extend that argument to the 15 years that Mr. Obadiah Wilson represented West Grand Bahama in the last two years under this administration, you would then see why we suffered because of that, because Mr. Obadiah Wilson was not the choice of the chairman of the party in the last election. In fact, the very person who now has the nomination was the person who was pushed by the chairman in 2021. So now that, yes, there is a convoluted process that happened within the party, because the reason why Mr. Obadiah Wilson was selected was because the branches of West Grand Bahama and Bimini exerted their authority as to who they would like to represent them, not the people, the PLB branches, for which they were devoid of that opportunity this particular time to basically achieve a particular outcome. But when we come back to governance, we have to look at what does an MP's responsibility is, and that is legislation, policy, procedures, programs, and processes. And so the fact is that it's concerned about the second largest demographic, the largest community outside of New Providence, then it should get the focus focus to that community, regardless of who represents them, seeing that the very prime minister now and all the previous prime minister going back to 2002 said there will be no economic recovery for the Bahamas without Grand Bahama playing a central role. Well, 60% or more of the population of Grand Bahama lives in West Grand Bahama. And so I think it's somewhat disingenuous if we believe that the government would not give us the attention. If that's the case, then it makes a more argument for me to say, let's then put the Free National Movement in so their voice can be heard as an agitator. And should the government not respond, right, then we will know that they penalize us, not because of what we deserve as behemoths of equity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we know for sure that they mean nothing for us. And so I think it's time for us to correct this tribalistic type environment and choose the best person, not one that has been chosen or manipulated. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very familiar with the progressive process. And those people who's calling about this and that, that's those opinions how the process is supposed to work. And for those, and not the fanatical or say, I'm an NGC, because you are contaminated. That's not how the Constitution is designed. That's not how the Constitution is meant to work. And that's not how the process is supposed to work. And so unless we fix that process, just listen to what Mr. Fred Mitchell said. In the last analysis of the loss of the Progressive Party, it says that, you know, high school or less or older folks. The new demographics for the country is the 60% who will fall between 1981 and the present day. And so I think both political parties now must pay attention to this. But if the PLP leans to the doing the same thing again, expecting different results. And so if the PLP is who they say they were, they wouldn't even have to campaign in West Grand Bahama.
Thank you very much. Well, we know that Grand Bahama is important for this administration, mm-hmm. right? Just analyzing. I'm not picking sides. I'm just analyzing. We see they critiqued the last administration about the hotel and the purchasing of it. We see that they are continuing the works of the Ministry of Grand Bahama. We see they are pressuring the port to do more and during all kind of machinations of the change. We see that the Minister of Investment is trying to improve the airport. So we see, or we can conclude, I wouldn't say we see, we can conclude that Grand Bahama is a priority for the government. Is it working? That's a different issue. But the idea of the machination suggests Grand Bahama is important, but, and they are working towards solving the Grand Bahamian economy.
Here's a question. Grand Bahama may be important to the party, mm-hmm. but are the residents and the tangible issues that they're living with, are those things important to the government?
And all
No, it's not. You're talking about big, grand economic vehicles and mechanisms,
and that's trickle-down effect and all that happened?
I mean, that's what... First of all, technically, that's what's supposed to happen.
If commerce and job happens,
third of all, we've
shouldn't all have benefits?
Third of all, we've already challenged Reagan's trickonomics mm-hmm. policy as foolishness. It's foolishness.
Mm-hmm. Then trickle up, because there's such a thing now. Trickle up economics, since you know, trickle down economics.
That's where the taxes is trickle up here and very little drip down to the people.
But what are the issues for Grand Bahama? Let's start for that. And so, then are the issues for Grand Bahama overall the same as West Grand Bahama issues?
Well, if C. Allen is correct in saying that 60% of the population or 60% of the voting population live in West End, then West End issues are Grand Bahama issues.
And what are West End issues?
Let me tell you what I know, since you tell me I in Nassau and I can't look into these people's business. What I know peeking in from the outside, right?
Yeah.
There's been no real response to Grand Bahama, the hurricane zone. I don't hear talk.
No real response, like what? Give me an example.
So a housing response. We're still hearing stories of people living in their cars. We're still hearing stories of people with tarps
on. And I paused you there and said there are... If not thousands, there are hundreds of homes that lay empty in Grand Bahama where people abandon. Man, I can't eat a one. This is too slow. The economy is too slow. Me having a house don't help me. I got to come to Nassau. And they left the home with the keys. They say anyone could go and move in.
So now, they didn't say that.
No, but I have family.
Yeah.
Who lives in right by the canal.
Right.
All the canal houses just empty. So we just leave it.
We got a housing crisis.
They have the houses here. The houses
no,
empty.
No, but that's not what a housing crisis isn't just that there are no houses. The housing crisis is that you have a large number of unhoused people and a large number of abandoned homes, and each sitting separate. Mm-hmm. You don't have a housing policy in Grand Bahama. So housing, mm-hmm. and poverty, people still living in their cars, repairs to hurricane-damaged homes and businesses, community rebuild and renovation after storms. Then I'm hearing a story of residents who are concerned.
Will that happen with commerce? Let's say they renovate all these houses, right? And without any jobs, they can't turn on light or the water. The idea that they need to revitalize the entire Grand Bahama with jobs and commerce and all these roofing things can happen automatically. So we like putting the cart before the horse.
They have to work on these two things simultaneously. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can't say to the Bahamian people, well, we, you know, as soon as we could get you some jobs, you could fix your own roof. Right? That's not how it works. You can't throw that off on the people. Well, we can't find no jobs, so we don't know what to do. Then why did you volunteer to be the government? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? It requires more than that. You no longer a line worker. You don't get to show up to work and say, oh, well, ain't no string, ain't no thread in the sewing machine, boss, so I might as well go home. My factory space closed for the day. You are a manager. You got to go find the thread. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you administration, you're supposed to have assessed that there would be no threat, so you reset the schedule. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, we just are accepting the most mediocre performance mm-hmm. and demanding that it be celebrated. Mm-hmm. No. Politics has, again, superseded governance. Mm-hmm. You think you're doing a good job, and you're not even doing a good job at the politics. Mm-hmm. Right? No. Grand Bahama. Poverty, housing, hurricane response. I've got some residents talking about a concern that a revitalized construction project potentially will damage homes, right? So you need...
I hear you, and I want to continue that conversation on a separate show in terms of what should West Grand Bahamian be asking for, because I hear you, and I said we should hash this out. But now I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Why were West Grand Bahamians asking for Sheehan Gibson? What do they think he could have done?
Well, I think we touched on this in an earlier show. I think that they want a politician who can challenge their colleagues, not a politician.
You believe that Sheehan Gibson would have challenged a Brave Davis in Parliament and say you're wrong, close down, that you're no good?
I didn't say that, and I also didn't say that they want a politician that will challenge the leadership in public. I didn't say that. What I said is that they want a politician who can make moves within the party and within cabinet to have resources and opportunities.
So Obi Wilson couldn't do that, or he was doing that?
I don't know.
We can see by the 15 years he's been there.
Obi Wilson, I would compare... Obi Wilchcombe and Shane, I put them in the same camp, mm-hmm. right? They're both mature politicians. They know enough about PLP, party politics, and governance, right? Now,
against whom? Are you striking blow gotta be against somebody?
Thank you. I think that they have an expectation that that particular seasoned politician will strike a blow against the leadership within the party.
So this is the concern, that the sphere of blows being against a Philip Davis.
No.
That
ain't what I
said. That's what you said.
I
blows.
Towards that. I can tell you what
you're
I'm saying.
You're trying to change your wording.
They want a politician
who can strike blows.
That is not beholden to the party, that has enough agency and autonomy.
Gibson is not a team player. He's going to come and cause chaos within the PLP.
To sit in cabinet and truly challenge the status quo to represent.
He would have caused chaos, are you trying to say?
No, pause. What I'm about to say is.
I'm listening.
I'm not sure mm-hmm. if those people are accurately assessing the way that the politics works. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that is the candidate that you want, because you cannot trust, I will say this, you can't trust that seasoned politician to stay on your team.
Did he do the same thing in the significant challenge of Perry Christie and say, hey, what y'all doing here is wrong? that emailing in foreign investors saying my father needs a car. Did he complain about any of that?
Not in the public that I am aware of.
Interesting.
See, that's part of, and so this is a part of it, right?
Mm.
I think that the thing that these voters in West Grand Bahama are looking for,
mm-hmm.
they can't guarantee that in a Shane Gibson.
They have him as hope, though, that it could happen.
And I want to remind people constantly that hope is a weapon that can be wielded against you, right? And so I understand what it is they're looking for. I just don't know if they're going to get it out of that candidate.
That's why they didn't get it. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nureen. Thank you very much, Aaron. If my guest doesn't show up tomorrow, I want to talk about this. Oh, anyway, the news. So let's just go back to the news. Have a wonderful day. Guardian Radio AM.